Hi, I'm Brett Reese. As you know, we here at Pirate Radio are taking the lead on uncovering the weaknesses of Ballot Issue 3A, the property tax hike, primarily because our local newspaper, the Tribune, has decided to cover only one side of the topic. Most of the information that you've heard here on the radio station so far has been taken from the Greeley Education Association, the Teachers Union Master Contract, or straight from District 6's budget. But due to tremendous pressure applied by Pirate Radio and others, they finally opened their financial record books and put it on their website of all the details of the latest budget. And here is what my research committee has found. District 6 received $3.4 million this year from the state. Well, where'd that go? It might give us a good idea of where the $16 million would go raised from property tax hike 3A. Well, almost $2 million, or 56%, did not pass go and went directly to para and other health insurance benefits for current employees, increasing both. Another $400,000, or 11.7%, went to adding more administrators, five more assistant principals. Let's talk about the teachers' union. Whoever is elected president of the union will be granted 100% leave with full pay and benefits during the term. They'll receive full experience credit, advancement of the salary schedule. They'll be returned to the same assignment in the school of their choice. In other words, to make it simple, the teacher elected to serve as president of the GEA is paid up to $110,000, or the most expensive teacher rate per year, depending on the individual teacher's credentials and salary scale. But the union repays the district at the most simple and affordable base teacher salary of $31,000, making a nice profit for the union every year. $110,000, $31,000. Not bad profit for the union every year. But here's something that will really blow your doors off. Raynell Lang, our District 6 superintendent, has a base salary for next year of $190,000. But let's look at the added benefits. The para that she has, she doesn't have to pay her portion of, like everyone else. She has 25 vacation days per year that if she chooses not to take, she receives a per diem rate of $730. She has 10 consulting days, whatever that is, health and dental insurance of $6,000 a year, and an annuity bonus from $25,000 to $40,000, depending on the year. The district didn't know if her bonus was subject to para, but if, in fact, her annuity bonus is, then she gets her district-paid para bonus on top of her annuity bonus, or about an additional $5,000. There is no member of the U.S. Senate or Congress making this much. Governor Ritter makes $85,000 a year. Our Weld County commissioners, who preside over a balanced budget, make about $90,000 a year. Next year, Dr. Raynell Lang's base salary plus bonuses and benefits amount to almost $300,000. And they want to cut the thread that so many property owners are hanging by in Greeley and Evans. There's the information the Greeley Tribune won't tell you. I'm Brett Reese, and as they say, now you know the rest of the story.